This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. Hi, we are off and running, and so is NFL free agency, baby. But not Twitter or Twix or X or anything associated with certain people who shall remain nameless on this radio program, man. Woo! Wow. What a morning. What a morning. Good afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you with us. We'd love to say we can completely keep you updated, but we will do our best to work around the limitations that we've all been presented on the busiest news day of the year. Because official free agency doesn't begin until Wednesday, you know that it really began 2 weeks ago in Indianapolis, and it is just kicking into an extra dimension and full gear today. It's amazing, Mad Max. Not that you're getting another $16 million per year paycheck. It's amazing to me how all of these deals have been negotiated in the last hour.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, right? Like, we never see this.
No, I'm not used to this.
I mean, somebody should look into this, right?
Ooh, Milton Williams to the Panthers.
Ooh, how about that? More breaking news out of my boy. All right. I wish I could tell you that, but the Titans lining up one of the better young left tackles in the game. Steelers left tackle Dan Moore, 4 year, $82 million deal, $50 million guaranteed. Woo! And Milton Williams to the Panthers, you said?
Yes, sir.
That makes sense because Derek Brown's coming off of a big-time knee injury. Here's the question. Here's the thing. Was that just the reason why the Commanders pivoted? Or did that happen because the Commanders pivoted? And what we're talking about, in case you didn't hear with Nell, is Javon Kinlaw. 3 years, $45 million, $30 million guaranteed from the Commanders. He of the former Adam Peters organized, run?
Partially run.
I think Adam Peters was a lot more influential than John Lynch was, especially early on in that marriage. I'll tell you that much. But Javon Kinlaw, a former number 14 overall pick out of South Kakalaki with the San Francisco 49ers, who quite honestly, bust might be strong, disappointment is absolutely accurate. Injuries, lack of big-time production, part of the reason why they went out and spent big time money to get Javon Hargrave a couple of years ago from the Eagles 2 years ago. Paid him big money. Was because Javon Kinlaw was banged up for 2 years and just never quite put it together. And that wasn't the first defensive line strikeout, if you will, for Adam Peters, Kyle Shanahan, and the 49ers in their regime. Don't forget, their very first pick in 2017 was Solomon Thomas, number 3 overall out of Stanford. Now, listen, if you want to say Javon Kinlaw and Solomon Thomas are, you know, like turned out to be decent NFL players, maybe more than decent NFL players, probably Kinlaw more than Solomon. Okay. Number 3, number 14, and don't forget, they also took Reuben Foster in that first draft as well. Now, that was a little bit because of character and whatever, but it is what it is. Doesn't go down as a plus, I'll tell you that much. They have had somewhat of a history of striking out on defensive linemen. Now, you want to tell me, hey, man, Nick Bosa? Okay. I hear you. I feel you. They have had somewhat of a history of striking out on defensive linemen. You know, they let, who was it, Brenton Buckner go? Was it? No, Brenton Buckner was a different guy that I'm thinking of. The guy that went to Indianapolis. Gosh, what's his name? I have to look it up. That was pretty good for them. I'll try and get you his name as soon as I can. But the point being is, I think they let him go because they didn't want to pay him, and then they paid other guys, and were counting on other guys, and it didn't exactly work out. It was DeForest Buckner, not Brenton Buckner. Brenton Buckner was a Carolina Panther back in, like, I don't know, the early 2000s that I used to watch a lot play, even before Ron got there as the head coach, Brenton Buckner. It was DeForest Buckner, sorry. Not Bill Buckner, who booted the ball through his legs in the 86 World Series Game 6 that delivered the New York Metropolitans a Game 6 win and a season-saving win that ultimately paved the way for them to win the World Series 2 nights later. No, not that Buckner. DeForest Buckner. Yeah, that's who I'm talking about. Anyway, 3 years, $45 million for Javon Kinlaw. And my first reaction as soon as we got word, my first reaction was that seems to be a little bit of an overpay, if not a somewhat significant overpay. Now, as Justin Ripley is saying on Twitter, points out, it's fair. Cap hit will be less than that this year, obviously. It's just an average. And then it'll go up next year when they move on from Daron Payne. And that is very likely to be the case. Next year, in all likelihood, Javon Kinlaw and Johnny Newton are probably your starting defensive tackles. But that doesn't mean that they didn't overpay now, right? I mean, if Jonathan Allen was considered an overpay. Now, he would have cost $21.5 million. If Jonathan Allen was considered an overpay based on his diminishing returns, fine. Correct. Javon Kinlaw, based on what he hasn't done in the NFL, and last year he was with the Jets, and I'll give you all the numbers as we go along. Javon Kinlaw, if Jonathan Allen was considered an overpay, correct, fine, no problem with that, got it, understand it. Well, even though Javon Kinlaw is only an average of $15 million, and even though his cap number, and we don't have that information just yet, will be lower here in year one, I got it. He's still, at least in my opinion, an overpay. Now, I don't know. Did you get the terms, Mad Max, on Milton Williams yet?
Because that was the rumor. The free agency tracker does not have it yet.
Okay. That was the rumor earlier this morning or late last night, was that Milton Williams and Josh Sweat were kind of a package duo and Washington was looking at them. So maybe Milton Williams' numbers were $25 million. And if that's the case, I understand. You know, you move on. But that still, again, does not mean that you didn't overpay for Javon Kinlaw. Now, a lot of you are going to be like, Chris, there you go again, being all negative. B.J. Hill and the Bengals struck a deal 3 years, $33 million to return back to the Bengals. That's just the going rate, $15 million. B.J. Hill's deal was $11 million. I promise you, man, I don't know everything. B.J. Hill's been more productive than Javon Kinlaw. Now, Javon Kinlaw's probably, got a little more juice left in that squeeze if he can put it all together. And he's been healthier the last 2 years, healthier. But let's not act like this is, quite honestly, a steal for the Washington Commanders. Now, it could turn out to be a very, very good selection and choice. It could, based on the scheme, based on the system, based on how they like to attack. Kinlaw is not a great run defender. He's a penetrator, a shooter, a disruptor. But, I mean, are we to believe that the Jets and the 49ers, with Robert Saleh basically being the guy that had him as a young player in San Francisco and then was the head coach at the start of last year when they chose to bring in Javon Kinlaw, are we to believe that they didn't know what they were doing with Javon Kinlaw? I mean, it doesn't work that way, people. Sorry, it doesn't. I mean, this just in, I like Dan Quinn a lot. I like Joe Witt Jr. a lot. They don't just snap their fingers and turn everybody into an impenetrable machine. They don't just go into the component, the compartment in the back of each player and go like so many of you knuckleheads believe. They don't do that. Because if they did that, where was that for Cleveland Farrell? I mean, you want to say, well, Dante Fowler? I mean, Dante Fowler had like 9 sacks as a part-time player in Dallas. Hey, so he had a little bit better of a year with a bigger role here. And they still don't want him. Or at least it seems that way. And nobody really, really, really thought Dante Fowler was the apple of their eye in terms of bringing him back when we talk about the free agents that they brought back already. And since we last left you, for God's sakes, it's been a litany. John Bates. Obviously, we talked about Bobby Wagner on Friday, Zach Ertz Saturday night, so they got both of their tight ends back. Tressway this morning or late last night. Chris Rodriguez, exclusive rights. I mean, that was going to happen unless they didn't want him, which I don't know why they wouldn't have. But the point being is, it's not like Dan Quinn went into the back battery component box of Dorrance Armstrong and said, here, son, play 850 snaps, way more than you normally do, and become an absolute lion. Because I don't know about you, I didn't see a lion down the stretch. And I like Dorrance Armstrong. I thought he had a good first half of the year. A little spotty down the stretch. Maybe more than a little spotty. I'm trying to be nice. My point being is, Javon Kinlaw, it's not like he walks in here and you go, Dan Quinn and Joe Witt will fix him. At least that's not the way I see it. Now, a lot of you guys believe in that nonsense. And maybe it will work out better for him. Maybe it will. Did they need a warm body? Did they need a starter type? Absolutely. Should you be expecting anything grandiose, anything awesome, a major upgrade from Jonathan Allen and or Daron Payne? No, you should not. I mean, I've watched a lot of 49ers football over the years. I can't tell you I've watched every snap. I can't tell you I've watched every, every defensive line, all 22, all of that. I know people over there, okay? Trust me. They don't share the same opinion of Javon Kinlaw as many of you are going to share, as maybe Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are going to share. Because if they didn't hold him in high regard, if they didn't believe that he could be something better than he's been, then duh, why would you sign him to a 3-year, $45 million deal if you're just looking for a warm body to replace Jonathan Allen? I got plenty of warm bodies. You know who they should have signed? I was watching tape on him, Mad Max, yesterday. Pona Ford from the Chargers, who I think was with Dan Quinn and the Cowboys 2 years ago. And maybe that's the answer. And he's mostly just a run guy. Guess what? Guess what? What do they need help with? Stopping the run. Stopping the run. Javon Kinlaw, just take it for whatever it's worth. I know a lot of you hate PFF when PFF is negative. A lot of you love PFF when PFF is positive. But just take it for what it's worth. Javon Kinlaw, last year with the New York Jets, a 50.8 out of 100 run defense grade. What's that? Sorry, Max.
Twitter's back online. We did it.
Oh, okay. All right, we're back. We're back in full effect on Twitter. All right, we'll get you the latest updates here in a little bit. I just gave you his run defense grade. Again, you don't have to take PFF with, like, you could take it with a grain of salt. I'm telling you, it's not like he was a 95 and a great run defender, and it's not the way it works. Not the way it works. So, to me, this represents I think, over-aggressive, based on what I've seen, based on who I've talked to, not like in the last 45 minutes, based on who I've talked to over the last 6-7 years. I got to be honest with you, I did not have this one heavily on my radar. I thought they would go a different direction. Maybe I'll be pleased in the end. Maybe they'll surprise me, or he'll surprise me. Maybe they get what San Francisco thought they were getting with the number 14 overall pick out of South Carolina. Maybe. In 2020. Maybe it was just health. And now that he's been reasonably healthy the last 2 years, maybe. But I got to be honest with you. Right now, I am highly skeptical of this move. Not based on they didn't need to fill this position. They did. But this struck me as a dude who is a one-year, $6 million a year type player. Not a 3-year, $45 million, $30 million guaranteed. That surprised the bleep out of me. 119 on the Team 980. Your calls, your reaction, your thoughts. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure a lot of you will tell me I'm wrong. But show me why I'm wrong other than, well, we're at the mercy of the evaluator, a great man once said. Well, in Adam Peters we trust. Well, you know, this just in. Adam Peters is great. Adam Peters isn't perfect. Adam Peters is not perfect. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Just getting rocking and rolling on a free agent frenzy Monday in the nation's capital and beyond. Always live and free and on demand on the Odyssey app. On the Team 980 all throughout the DMV. I am the Rooster, Chris Russell. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Mad Max Scherzer. Not really. On the other side, in between starts, down in spring training, he takes the express jet up. He's made plenty of money. He can afford it to come and help us out every once in a while. We'll keep you up to date on Twitter, on all the NFL moves and everything. And we're just scratching the surface, boys and girls. Javon Kinlaw reportedly agreeing to a 3-year, $45 million deal. That's the headline move out of the gates for Adam Peters and the Commanders. What say you? in a flash on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Go do. All right, it is still a Motown Monday here in the nation's capital. Good to have you with us. Middle of hour number one, all the free agent news going on. Javon Kinlaw reportedly in agreement with the Commanders. More on that in a sec. Jimmy Garoppolo back with the L.A. Rams on a one-year deal, says Mike Garafolo. We told you Steelers offensive tackle Dan Moore, left tackle. Some had mentioned him, especially after Ronnie Stanley went off the board back to Baltimore on Saturday. Some had mentioned him here with the Commanders because clearly they were looking at Ronnie Stanley, which I'm not quite sure why they were that interested in that. Aging veteran, injury prone. I know he had a good year last year, got it. I'm a little sensitive to broken down guys over the age of 30, but, you know, it did work out with Zach Ertz last year. He was broken down when he got here, and they kept him healthy. So maybe that was the thought. I don't know. Steelers, former Steelers left tackle Dan Moore. Agreement on a four-year, $82 million deal, $50 million guaranteed with the Tennessee Titans. Now, keep in mind, Brian Callahan is the head coach there. Bill Callahan, who, was, of course, was here, and I got yelled at by Bill Callahan's brother on social media last night, who I didn't even know, and it had nothing to do with the Commanders or Bill Callahan. It just had something to do with a strong opinion I had on Joe Tooney going to the Bears for next to nothing. But, man, was he mad at me. You can check that out. It's on my timeline. But Dan Moore going to the Titans, 4 years, $82 million. We mentioned B.J. Hill, and maybe, again, this kind of spurred the market, if you will. 3 years, $33 million back to the Bengals. I think he's a little bit older than Javon Kinlaw, but I got to double-check that. Derek Barnett back to the Texans, 1 year, $5 million. Carlton Davis to the to the New England Patriots from the Lions. So the Lions losing their offensive coordinator, their defensive coordinator in Aaron Glenn, also losing Carlton Davis. Interesting that Aaron Glenn, who was the defensive coordinator there in Detroit, yes, they have Sauce Gardner, but they have the big free agent, Reed, who they're probably going to lose. I don't know how they can pay him and Sauce Gardner. Interesting that they didn't go there for Carlton Davis. The Patriots did. 3 years, $60 million. All right. 301-230-0980. Let's get to you on the phones, get you aboard quickly here on the show and get your reaction to Javon Kinlaw, 3 years, $45 million. And listen, there are a lot of things surrounding it, not only this year. I know about the lower cap number. I know they're going to move on from Daron Payne in all very likelihood next year. I got it. I'm just saying my initial reaction is Javon Kinlaw has been a disappointment in his entire career, and I was surprised by the money. Maybe I shouldn't be, but I was surprised by the money. Let's go to Mark in Largo to kick us off here in the leadoff spot. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Look, Chris, look, let me tell you something. Last in August, when they made the trade for Jahan Dotson, I thought Adam Peters had lost his mind.
Jahan Dotson.
It turned out to be that he was correct on that. Okay, Dotson. I'll just say Dotson. I kind of felt bad on it. Let's see what happens. I want to know, are they still in on Josh Sweat?
Oh, I'm sure they are. I mean, why wouldn't they? They play different positions.
Yeah, and that's true. Well, I was saying this to your screener when I called here. You know, I know, they lost the two objectives they were going to get for left tackle, which may tell me they may go after left tackle in the draft and maybe move what's the space on the other side to the right. Maybe not. But Lynnell Willingham said something earlier, and I need your opinion because I think what you say is pretty much golden. Is it fair to say that this organization is not that out on this offensive line?
I think they view it better than we view it. Yes, I think that is correct.
Then, okay, if that's the case, that's a bad sign for B-Rob. That's a bad sign for him.
I wouldn't disagree at all with you. I don't think they blame B-Rob's fall off in the second half, mostly on the offensive line. Some, yes, absolutely. They were beat up. There is no doubt about that. But I think they look at it as an indictment on B-Rob.
Well, he was beat up too at times. Well, you know what? B-Rob was more beat up in 23 and 22. It seemed like he ran with more aggression those 2 years. And it just seemed like he, after the bye, I don't know where he, I mean, the Tampa game, he was god-awful. The Saint game, he was horrible. I mean, he was horrible in every game. And we're not even going to talk about how bad the Philly game
The Detroit game, I thought he had trouble twice. Yeah.
I mean, so this brings me to really to him and Austin Ekeler, because Austin Ekeler's on the other side of 30. And we all know running backs like him, when they get on the other side of 30, they lose their speed. It's a deep draft. You can get a running back similar to him in the draft. But could you go out in free agency and maybe get B-Rob's replacement a la Najee Harris? Would you do that?
Yeah, you could. Here's my thing. Like, Najee Harris, I know he's better than the perception. I just don't know if he's like a difference maker. You know, like, is he better than Brian Robinson?
He's better than Brian.
No doubt. Is he better than Brian Robinson? No doubt. Is he a big time difference maker that's going to add that steak or that sizzle that you're missing? No, I don't honestly think so. But Chris, if a guy like that is not going to be available on free agency,
you know that.
Well, Saquon was last year. How did that work out? You know?
Right. I mean, well, yeah, that's true. But, I mean, look, everybody keeps saying the guy that should go after is Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry's not available. Yeah, that would be perfect. If you got him, that'll solve all your daggone problems.
There's nobody that I could think of that has the kind of juice that they're really looking for as a free agent running back.
What about, real quickly, I got to move on.
What do you think about Kinlaw?
The guy from Dallas.
Hang on. Yeah, I think they're going to try and bring him back. Dowdell's got some pop, but I don't know if he's like a bell cow. He's not a bell cow running back. Real quickly, what do you think? I know you got more calls.
No, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hang on.
Real quickly, what do you think of Kinlaw? Yes or no? I guess we lost. All right. I mean, he had his agenda.
Mark has his terms,
and that was it. I mean, Mark's always good. He had his agenda, and away we go. All right, let's get to a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us right here on a Monday. Free agent frenzy going on. Tried to give you as many of the signings reportedly as we can.
I got one that just happened.
Oh, does that mean we have breaking news? No, it's not for us, unfortunately.
Okay. It's for the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
The Lions are signing cornerback DJ Reed to a 3-year, $48 million deal.
Wow. So we were just talking about DJ Reed and leaving the Jets, which I had just mentioned literally when Carlton Davis went from Detroit to the Patriots. And so the Patriots, I mean, I presume Aaron Glenn would have been interested in Carlton Davis, but the Patriots snap him up. And then the Jets, who knew they weren't going to be able to pay and keep DJ Reed, are losing DJ Reed. But the Lions must have felt pretty good that they were getting DJ Reed and obviously put a priority on him over keeping Carlton Davis. That's how these things work, you know. And remember, what'd you say is the term, Max? 3 years, $48
million? Yes.
That's lower than I thought it would be.
A lot lower than
right?
I thought.
I mean, J.C. Horn just got $25 million a year on an extension.
It's crazy.
He wasn't even a free agent, right? It was an extension, I believe.
Yeah, just an extension.
Is he that much better than DJ Reed?
I don't think so. Not in my opinion.
The Vikings are signing cornerback Isaiah Rogers per Schefter. 2-year deal. Worth $15 million. He had been suspended. I think that was PEDs, but I would have to double check. So interesting. I mean, the moves, as you could well, imagine, are fast and furious. We'll keep you up to date, obviously, on everything going on that we see. Max's eyes are peeled. The Patriots have also agreed to a deal with Morgan Moses. There was some rumor that the Commanders were interested in bringing old Mo back. But instead, he gets 3 years, $24 million, worth up to $28.5 million to help out Drake May and their offensive line. 34 years old.
Yeah. A lot of teams...
he's that... bounced around in the shuttle between the Jets and the Ravens over the last couple of years. And he always... I mean, I'll just say this real quickly before you, before you finish up here. Mowat, fought through a ton of injuries, like a bunch of nagging stuff. But for the most part, he's been healthy for the most part. I've lost a little track of his games played over the last couple of years, just not being here. But for the most part, he's been reasonably healthy. I would just say there's probably a lot of tread on those tires, man. Not a lot of tread on those tires, I should say.
Yeah.
There's probably... People say that wrong, I think, right?
Yeah, they don't.
People often say there's a lot of tread on those tires, which you want tread.
Yeah. I like long in the tooth for getting older.
All right, there you go. What were you going to say real quickly before I so rudely cut you off?
No, you're good. Just a lot of teams that like needed offensive line help are loading up, like the Bears and the Patriots.
Yep.
So they're getting...
Panthers, too, with Dan Moore.
A lot of protection for young QBs around here.
Oh, it makes sense. I mean, that's where football starts. As we all know, all talk about, it doesn't guarantee you anything. You can spend money. You can invest money. Look at, the Giants. For a couple of years, they invested a lot of money. A lot of high draft. Andrew Thomas, Evan Neal, John Michael Schmitz. They signed a free agent left guard. I forget who. Last year, they signed Illuminor from Vegas. I mean, and they still suck. You can invest a lot of money and a lot of resources in one area. That look at the Commanders, right? I mean, we talk about, Howie Roseman's a genius. And don't get me wrong, Howie Roseman is a genius. Now, not every move he makes works out, but for the most part, by and large, Howie Roseman is a genius. The Commanders tried to build a supersonic defensive line, and all four of those guys... Quite honestly, all four of them were disappointments. All four of them, including Montez Sweat. Montez Sweat was, I think, the least disappointing out of the four. Jonathan Allen would be pushing him, for 1A on that. All four of those guys were disappointments, ultimately, based on expectation, based on draft status, based on various other things. All four. So again, you can think, let's just build a great offensive line. The Giants tried to do that, splat. Right? Everybody thinks they didn't try and do that. No, they tried. They did it wrong, or injuries caught the bleep up with them. Big time, right? But they did it wrong too. So just because you spend money in an area or attack, again, the Commanders on the defensive line. And maybe I'm overstating this, but again, it goes without saying, you got to spend the right money. You got to invest in the right people. All right, let's get back to you on the phones. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Gary in Upper Marlboro right here on the Team 980. Gary, how are you?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Garrett. What's going on?
I just want to comment on the D-tackle. I think that they did overspend for this guy. I mean, the one thing I will say is Adam Peters has shown that he can go out in a free agent market and assess talent pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I was very disappointed in the free agency class after the first couple of weeks last year, and I was completely wrong. The difference is, Zach Ertz and, Eckler, these guys have proven that they can play in the league at a pretty high level. This guy has never proven that. He's been a disappointment for the majority of his career. And so giving him a large contract like that gives me some pause. And I think that, we still have a lot of cap space, but we're starting to get dangerously close to the point where we may be pricing ourselves out of the market for a big-time player. I mean, we still have a lot of players to sign, and I think we're, around $50 million in salary cap space now?
Somewhere around that. I haven't seen the updated numbers. I'll try and pull them up for you, but I'm not sure if that includes what I can get you right now, if that includes the Kinlaw money, because I don't know about the structure yet. But right now, just as I pull it up, over the cap, I presume this is, again, before the Kinlaw deal, has $71 million listed, 68 in effective cap space, which is the top 51. But I assume that's without Kinlaw, and maybe even without some of the re-signings of, like, Bates and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, I think that, I think they still have a chance to get Hendrickson, but I'm not that impressed with this move. He just hasn't shown anything over the years. I don't think he's a major upgrade over John Allen, and I don't think he's going to be a major upgrade over either one of the tackles remaining next year.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I mean, now listen. Yeah. If we're talking, Gary, and it seems like you and I are pretty much lockstep. If we're talking about, okay, are they better as a three-man rotation? Javon Kinlaw, Jerzon Newton in year two and presumably healthy because remember of all the he ran out of feet to have surgery on last year, and Daron Payne. Are we talking about that threesome, assuming that they're all healthy, is better than last year's threesome, which was Johnny Newton as a rookie, or if you want, Fedarian Mathis because he was there, and Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen, and then losing Allen halfway through the year for seven or eight games or whatever. I do think they are better as a group than they were last year. How much better? That I don't know. And was it worth it to pay Kinlaw, who, again, Adam knows intimately, but just because Adam knows him and because Dan Quinn is and Joe Witt are widely regarded as excellent defensive minds, that does not guarantee that you automatically turn a player back into what they were supposed to be. So,
yeah, I agree with you. I think that I still think Adam Peters needs to show his chops in the draft. I still think that's an open question about him in his draft because the draft last year was shaky. At the top, yeah, great Jaden Daniels, Sanders still, but everybody else is pretty much a question mark. Where I thought he really showed his chops was in free agency last year because he proved me wrong. He saw something in Eckler and Ertz and these guys, and he got an A+ in
That's
my
fair.
Opinion. So you got to give him the benefit of the doubt here. But
one of the things,
kind of
yeah, no, I appreciate the phone call. It's a good call. Thank you, Gary. One of the things that was important about last year's free agent haul is they didn't lock themselves into a lot of long-term commitments. Now they did with some Luvu, Biotish, I'm trying to think if there was Dorrance Armstrong was the other 3-year deal. And Kinlaw's a 3-year deal. I mean, it's not like 5 years. My argument is not Kinlaw necessarily for 3 years. It's Kinlaw 3 years at $15 million per. And again, I'm not a dummy. I wasn't born yesterday. I understand the cap number is going to be lower in year one than it will be when Daron Payne is likely not here. I got it. I understand that. You can still have that, have it make reasonable financial sense, and still think that it's an overpay. And you can't just chalk it up to, oh, it's just free agency. No, you chose this player based on a lot of qualities that you like because you had him every day in San Francisco. This is a, hey, I know this guy. I want this guy. I think this guy is way better than he's shown. Because, again, if they would have went out and signed him to a 1-year, $6, $7 million deal, I said, okay, that makes sense. You're taking a shot, high upside, what have you. AP knows him. No, you're committing a significant amount of resources here. All right, we got to take a timeout. More of your calls coming straight up, I promise. Reaction to Javon Kinlaw, reaction to all the moves that they've made, and anything that strikes your fancy around the NFL. So many trades, so many signings. How about that fraud Myles Garrett? After all of that, what a dog and pony show that was. My goodness. How do you handle that if you're in Cleveland Sports Talk Radio today on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app? Mad Max, somebody told me to please retire. They did not like my opinion on Javon Kinlaw being too expensive.
Please don't.
You don't want me to retire?
No.
Thanks, Max.
I just got here.
I know. I want you to stay.
I'd like to.
I mean, I want to stay too. I mean,
then I guess we're staying.
Too young to retire. 51. What the hell would I do? I mean, I'd have a lot more time if I didn't have to commute 3 hours a day.
You would just do this, though.
I'd probably do this just like on my own.
Yeah.
If somebody didn't want to pay me to do it, like Odyssey,
you'd find someone to pay you.
I'd find something to do, right? I'd have to get my thoughts out somehow. Anyway, I'm not retiring. I can't say that I'll always be here because this business, well, you know.
No, the rooster will live forever.
Exactly. I don't know about that. I wanted to get a 49ers fan perspective, so let's go to our guy John in Falls Church here before the top of the 2 o'clock hour. What up, Johnny? How are you?
Good, Chris. How are you?
Doing good. What's going on? You you know Kinlaw, so tell us what you think of this.
So real quick, just a general about today. Salary cap space isn't always just like a free reign to sign whoever you want. Like we're all watching. I mean, 49ers had some space, and I'm a fan of theirs. I've become a Commanders fan of sorts. Just having a lot of cap space doesn't mean all the guys will go to you. Look at the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, just like as far as the projections go, I don't know if it's just the Eagles, but winning the Super Bowl with their formula, but it looks like everyone in the trenches is getting about 25% more than they're supposed to, or
absolutely.
That we thought they would.
Absolutely.
But back on to Kinlaw, first of all, I don't think he has any significant off-the-field issues. I think that you may have confused him with someone.
He's
a really good dude.
I didn't say he had. Did I say he had
I don't remember
issues?
That you did.
I don't think I did.
Did.
Maybe I was talking about somebody else, but I don't think I said any because I know nothing. I just saw the article you I haven't read it. I just read like the first paragraph. You sent me something about Kinlaw. He has not, but it's fair to say this. He has been a disappointment. Period. You're drafted number 14 overall. He has been a disappointment.
Yeah, I would say his floor is not very low unless you count injuries, which are a big part of it. Mm-hmm. His floor is pretty high. How high his ceiling is remains to be seen. He's not going to turn into a perennial all-pro. He's not going to take over games, but he could be a very, very solid guy that comes in and, you know, again, it's all based on health, and that's the sad part of the NFL. Like, we don't know who could have been great or who would have been great if they stayed healthy.
Sure.
He's been
healthier in the last 2 years than he was in 21 and 22 in San Francisco. I tell you that much.
Well, 2 years ago he wasn't very healthy. He was playing through a bunch of injuries. But anyway, it's not a great signing. I wouldn't say like everyone celebrate, but it's not as bad as maybe you make it seem. Like
that's
if the
fair.
49ers had signed him for the same contract, I wouldn't have been cursing them as doing something wrong. In fact, they're the same as the Commanders and the D-line, except with two less guys in front of them that are good.
That's fair. I appreciate you as always, John. I want to be clear. I got to go because we're up against it. I'm not cursing Adam Peters and the Commanders. I think it's an overpay. I mean, you're going to overpay a lot of times in free agency. I think it's an overpay. I mean, what do you think I would be saying about the contract the Steelers gave to DK Metcalf? I mean, come on. It's an overpay. I wouldn't call it a significant overpay, but it's an overpay based on what I have seen and what I know about Javon Kinlaw and who I've talked to about Javon Kinlaw. Is he an NFL player? Of course. Does he have potential? Yes. What John just said? Yes. Is he part of a rotation? Yes. Are you expecting him to be a Hall of Famer? No. But $15 million a year on average is a fairly significant, if not a definitively significant investment. I think it's an overpay. I mean, I'm allowed to add that opinion. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he's great. Hope he's awesome. I hope they win a Super Bowl. I want to go on a trip. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.